You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for the Shaws of Sunset. This is Season 2, Episode 5. Please bring a man. Please.
Could you please bring a man?
Please bring a man.
And they did.
And they showed up, came through. I'm your host, Anna Koppel, here with me.
Hi, everybody. I am Dua Casey. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, that's part why I'm wearing the gold. Well, I'm wearing a gold scarf that was given to me by my mother for Christmas.
Oh, thanks,
but
Mom.
It's very Shaw's, and it's very New Year's.
I feel like it's also very Asa.
Yeah,
Asa would be.
That was my...
I asked Dua specifically to not do that again before we got on the air.
I think I heard Marissa in the sound booth laughing. I'm not quite sure.
But probably not. She was probably shrieking. Anyway, so this is a Lily Light episode this evening.
Is that a Lily Light episode?
Lily Light.
It's like half the calories. This episode did not have a lot of Lily. It didn't have a lot of Gigi either.
Yeah, you mentioned it was 2 weeks in a row now that not a lot of Gigi.
Not a lot of Gigi.
Maybe she's working an outpatient program that we don't know about.
Maybe. Hey, maybe, yeah. Maybe she's in rehab. She just phones it in once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Lily Light. It was, it didn't have a lot of Lily. And there was a lot of talk about her boyfriend who she's not really with. He has to do some things, look at some places. He's supposed to move out here, which I don't think he's going to.
Right. Ali.
Yes.
I tried to do a Bing search for that while we were watching the episode to see whether or not he had moved out here. I couldn't find anything. The last update that there was about Lily and her boyfriend was from December 2nd. So mm-hmm. There's really nothing new. So that leads me to believe
that nothing.
He has not made his January 31st deadline.
Well,
he might have tomorrow, I guess.
Well, the thing is, I have my thoughts on it, but I'm going to save that for predictions.
Okay.
But I do have some thoughts on it. I do. I also find it really interesting when they were having that phone conversation towards the end. She was talking to him, and she seemed genuinely choked up. Like, this is really bothering her. And I think that she knew before she made that conversation that he wasn't looking at places. He's not really taking any forward steps to move out here. And it was really interesting. He did not get mad at all. And she says that they never have an argument. It just is her stating her points and him trying to calm her down, which I find it – and I might be stereotypical, but I'm Middle Eastern, and I know that if Yerman was here tonight with us, he would concur. But – Middle Easterns are very, very hot-tempered, and they speak heated, and they yell. Even when they're not yelling, everything is with passion. So the fact that they've never had a fight,
yeah,
I see that as very, very odd, as almost like a passionless relationship, where she does really all of the talking and has all of the, you know, conviction and everything, and he's just, you know, I still love you.
Do you think there's somebody else?
No. No, I think that he's, you know, I'm not a psychic, but I think that he's just so determined with work. And don't get me wrong, Lily is a gorgeous woman. So whatever he can do to kind of pacify her and to just kind of like keep her happy, not going anywhere, but still do what he wants to do, I think that, you know. But I don't know this guy.
Listen, I was in love with non-commitment guy for 12 years. So Lily, I feel you, girl.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go anywhere. If experience has taught me anything, that ends painfully, tragically, and
Yeah, the non-commitment guy road is a dead end, just in case.
You're not going to fix him. You're not going to change him.
Nope.
And guess what? It's going to be some other girl problem.
Right.
All your time and effort down the drain. It's just, yeah. It isn't you. It just isn't. So it's a hard lesson, but.
Yes.
There it is. There
yes.
it is.
And, oh, that's crazy.
But listen, she has a lovely relationship with her dog and.
Who has the same hairstylist as Eva Longoria?
Yeah. I don't.
That's
I
mean, unnecessary on so many different levels. Like, just
break it down, do it.
Well, so many, it's just, I just don't, first of all, it makes Eva Longoria seem like she has a, like a terrible, like, Eva Longoria gets her hair done by a dog stylist? No, that's not the case. She's just going to pay an exorbitant amount of money to get her hair done by, to get her dog's, yeah, I just.
Also, she's helping the guy. So what are you paying for?
Yeah.
I mean, you can bathe your dog in the sink by yourself. I don't think you need this guy's help.
No.
It's crazy.
No, I don't even think we need to justify this with any more discussion.
Everybody understands this, right? We don't.
Well, we do tape in LA, so maybe not everybody understands this. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
There are people starving in other countries.
Yeah. Send some of that money to a starving country.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Why don't you invest in Gigi's extensions?
Yay.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it with the Lily, right?
That's pretty much it with the Lily. Let us know what you think on iTunes.
Oh, yes, please do.
Please rate and comment.
Please rate.
Give us
five. Somebody rated. Somebody from last week.
They went on YouTube and said 5 stars, you suck, yay, as we had asked them to.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that.
Somebody's listening.
Somebody, there's at least one person. So,
that's
you know, every person counts. But please go on iTunes, rate, comment, tell a friend. And, you know, we'll just keep plugging away here for free.
Absolutely.
So that's what we do.
Yep. And then don't forget that masked email. The mast.
That's what you get. That's God punishing you for making fun of me again. So
send a blast email.
Anyway.
Oh, all right.
MJ and Reza had some resolution.
They had some resolution.
Oh, see what you did there.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think it started, I think we can all agree that it started with Reza's lunch with his mom.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. By the way, she's number one, she's adorable. And number two, is this a common thing? My father does this as well. He speaks perfect English. He's been in the country longer than I've been alive. And yet when he has a conversation with me, it's half English and half Arabic. And so she was like half of the conversation she was talking to Reza in Farsi. Mm-hmm. I had to think for a moment with that. What's the language? In Farsi. But she knows, her English seems really, really good.
My mother and her brothers each speak the same 5 languages, and they speak to each other in broken English as well. And I asked my mom about that too, and she's like, "Well, if we don't, we'll lose the language." So it
keeping it fresh.
Yeah, no, honestly, because if you don't use it with somebody, then you're gonna lose it.
So yeah,
use it or lose it.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
You guys learned nothing else from this show today, folks. So is it just me? This is going to be a little bit of a sidebar at the lunch with his mother and Reza. Did you notice that Reza's hair is getting thinner?
No.
On the left side, he had it parted to one side, and I felt like his hair was getting a little thinner. I just thought it was worth mentioning. I was shocked.
Are you sure it wasn't just like a close?
It could be. I could be completely mistaken, but I thought that Reza's hair was thinning a little bit just on the side. And I love Reza's mother too. When she said, "Put away the Gucci Mochi shoes away."
Yeah.
You put those Gucci Mochi shoes away.
She's adorable.
She's nice.
I like her. She can stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can stay.
She's allowed to stay.
So Mike and Reza have decided to go into business together, and we'll talk about this. There's a lot of overlapping issues, in my opinion.
Business together or partners? Isn't that different?
Yeah, partners.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not starting a
new
business.
They're not starting a new business.
They're going into the real – they're both in the real estate business. They're partnering up.
Got it. Yes, absolutely.
So, of course, most importantly, take headshots. I mean,
yeah, headshots for everyone. Which, don't they just call it pictures if you're not an actor?
I mean – don't they call it a business card?
Is it?
Say, like, let's get a business card printed. I mean,
we're getting our headshots done. Well, I thought about that because I'm like, headshots, they're in real estate. And then I was like, well, this is LA, because you will see sometimes with real estate agents that have like the buses. You know, like their pictures, they don't have the buses. They have the bus stops with the benches.
Yeah.
And then they have their pictures on the bus.
Right.
And that's a picture. They get their picture taken, and that it's not called a headshot.
Right. But Mike and Reza came in with like wardrobe changes and makeup and like, it seemed a little excessive and silly to me.
But we would expect nothing less on the Shaws.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. To me, you're starting a new partnership. Maybe that's just what they showed on the Shaws, but I just feel like maybe there's some other details to work out before you start taking pictures. Headshots, excuse me.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that before you just jump maybe you should talk about like what you, like clients. Yes. This I agree with. I think they're jumping the gun a little bit. Because
it's like let's open a restaurant and like talk about what the uniforms are going to look like, you know?
Yeah,
it's
agreed. However, I think that the cost of like a photo shoot and getting all that stuff to them is probably nothing. So they can do that. Then they'll have something to present. But then I think maybe sitting down, and maybe they didn't show it. Maybe sitting down and having a meeting about, you know, what their different viewpoints are and, you know, where they'd like to take certain clients and such. Well, you were the one that's previously been in real estate, so you know how it works. Maybe they are jumping the gun.
I hope they just didn't show it. Because it seems like
maybe they're not actually going to end up working together. Maybe this is just kind of something that, you know, and that was just the most exciting part of their little partnership.
And I'm glad that you said that, because I feel like now that MJ and Reza have reconciled, that perhaps Reza will go back to his partnership with MJ, mm-hmm. because they have had their partnership for so long. And Reza's mom even said, I like Mercedes too. Mercedes. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell.
I agree that, well, this is what I think. Every time that you have a high school tiff with the person that, you know, the person that you've been friends with for such a long time, and if they dissolve their partnership, or I don't think they ever actually said, I'm not going to be partners with you. He said that he was just bringing in Mike. So maybe he's going to work with him on different things. But now that him and MJ, he can't just throw Mike to the curb.
But he did say that to MJ when they had that big fight. He was like, I think it's just going to be us. Because remember when they had the fight, she was like, oh, I think we can fit a third desk in here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, actually, I think we're going to do our own thing. So he was trying to dissolve there.
Oh, well, see, that to me, I mean, was it for the day? Was it for, you know, like maybe how she interpreted that? I didn't think that like there was like a dissolvement of their part. I think they had a fight and a tiff. I think that they'll probably remain friends. I think on Reza's part, it would be really, really low down and dirty to just be like, well, I don't need you anymore, Mike. And I think that there are probably some real estate ventures that he could work with Mike on. Like, why not? Why can't you have more than one partner?
Well, who knows if they have anything in writing? Who knows?
Yeah.
But
hopefully they already talked about that.
Yeah, hopefully.
That was supposed to be before the headshots. I'm really happy that they made up, though.
Yeah.
I think that that's great. And I think that there were a couple points when Reza looked at MJ at her birthday get together, the first time they actually saw each other since that huge tiff, and they looked at each other, that recognition in that moment, that actual recognition seemed genuine, and I could tell it's going to take a lot more than just, you know, than just a tiff. Because I thought, yeah, when I first started watching Shaws, Reza and MJ, I thought they were friends, but I thought there's nothing like a good reality TV show to break up a friendship. That's what they're notorious for doing. But I really think that their friendship will withstand almost anything.
They've been friends for over 20 years, 25 years. Yeah. I mean, I should hope so.
And he was the first one there with the cake at MJ's party. We'll talk more about her party a little bit later. But he was the first one there holding the cake, you know, with the candle in it. And I just think that speaks volumes about how much, you know, he really does care about her. I like how MJ referred to Lily as the fake Chanel bag Contessa.
Yeah, she's a little upset about Lily still. I think because he loves her so much is, you know, why he was so hurt mm-hmm. about Gigi and yeah. her comments. And,
yeah,
you know, those who are closest to us are the ones who can hurt us the most.
Yeah, that's agreed. They seem to have made up. I wonder what the actual timeline is, because Reza did send out a text right after the show last week that said, you know, it gets better for MJ. Don't worry. Pretty much a text just saying, I know how you feel. I know how I look right now.
A tweet?
That's – oh, did I say –
Yeah, repeatedly.
They both start with T. It's very hard.
Yeah.
All these –
we be texting. Kids,
he sent me a text. No, he sent out a tweet saying, it gets better for MJ. Don't worry. And then – oh, now I completely forgot what I was going to say.
So you wonder what the actual timeline is.
Yes. So I wonder what the timeline is, because it just takes one episode and then now they're back together. So actually the amount of time that they were angry with each other and how, you know, how much time in between each episode does time lapse, you know?
Right.
Anyway, thanks for keeping me on track, Anna. It just completely
That's what I'm here to do.
It wasn't sure that I could get it back at that moment of panic, you know, when you're just like, oh, no.
You look a little flushed. Yeah, like,
what am I going to say to fill the space?
Well, now I'm flushed. Well, MJ had her party, but before that.
I think that she made a classy move.
Agreed.
And what I mean by that is she called Gigi. And she called Gigi to say that she was not inviting her to the party, which Gigi found very, very disrespectful.
First, Gigi had to have, like, 3 glasses of wine to have this conversation.
Yeah, well.
Or any conversation. Listen, I think it's a bit of a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's the first one, yeah. But, yeah. I'm very concerned for Gigi. Anyway, yes, I agree. I think it was a classy move by MJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand her effort to show Reza and Asa where her heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it was hurtful for Gigi.
Yeah. Well, it was, however, I respect MJ on a few reasons, and she said that not inviting Gigi would kill 2 birds with 1 stone. It would show her loyalty to Reza, and also she said something that was very, very interesting. She told, and let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, she said, "You have had no consequences for the shit that you've done." She's told Gigi this, which is absolutely true. And what happens is, I feel like Gigi has this pattern where people don't really say anything to her, and then Gigi blows up, and then they just completely cut her off. Right. And she doesn't have, well, now at least MJ is taking the steps. It's almost like, yes, you're grounded. You can't come to my party because you've misbehaved. Now you have to go sit on the naughty step and think about what you've done. Now, instead of just letting it go, and then just completely cutting her out of her life, which is what she would end up doing. I feel like in the long run, Gigi and MJ's relationship might get a lot stronger because MJ isn't just telling her what's up, is being completely honest and being, she said, look, she go, I don't want drama. And there wasn't any drama at her party.
Which is the first party we've ever seen on Shaw's without drama.
I know. Boring. No. Yeah, no. which was amazing, and that's exactly what she wanted. And so she's, you know, she's going to learn, and it might take a while, but in the long run, she will absolutely respect MJ for at least, you know, telling it to her straight. Or she'll dive into a bottle of booze and never get it.
Well, and she did explain, you know, I'm not inviting anybody who's going to fly off the handle for no reason. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any physical altercations. So she did explain it to her. Had Gigi not been drunk for this phone call, she may have understood it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I don't know if she was drunk for the phone call, or are they just playing it up now that they've got that storyline to kind of feed off of, that she does drink a lot. And maybe every time she takes a sip of wine, they're like, boom, that's the shot that they show.
She poured like 2 or 3 glasses of wine during that string of phone calls. So she was at least intoxicated.
Right.
I don't know that she was hammer-faced, but
she ended up breaking something at the end of that.
Yeah.
I was looking down. I looked. I was like, what did she throw? Her phone? No, she kicked the little
thing that Mike brought over earlier.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be like an anger management thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And she kicks it up in the air and it ends up breaking something off camera.
It's awesome.
I like her bedazzled phone, though. Do you think those are real diamonds?
No, I've seen those bedazzled phones. Oh. I've seen them around, please.
Yeah, but maybe that's like the real one.
I don't
think
so.
This is all diamonds. Maybe Asa can make some diamond water with it.
I very much doubt that. So anyway, we get to MJ's party. And yeah. I really love this theme for a party, by the way. In lieu of gifts, bring a man.
Which, yes. I'm really upset that I hadn't thought about that in some time in my lifetime. Maybe there's still time. But that is brilliant. Instead of gifts, bring a man. She did say something. MJ says at the beginning of the episode, she goes, I don't want to look desperate. And then I'm just like she said that she doesn't want to look desperate and like asking people to bring a man because she's single. She doesn't want to come off that way. But why would she even be considered about worried about looking desperate if for some reason she actually didn't feel desperate or feel like it was an act of desperation to be like, you know, because I think that in the Middle Eastern culture, it's so normal to be thought of as they have that term for it, the rotten fruit.
Yeah.
The pickled vegetables.
Yeah. I can't think of what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Feel free to comment and tell me what I'm talking about here.
I know. Yeah. We talked about it a lot last
I
want to
say tartuga, but that's not
that
it.
That is not a word.
tartuga.
but I understand, you know, first of all, I feel like it's a little bit awkward to throw yourself a birthday party to begin with and then to be like, oh, can you all bring me a date? Like, I understand. Even though it's a really fun, neat idea, mm-hmm. and if somebody else threw the party for her, she probably would not have had a second thought about it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when you throw it for yourself, even, I mean, maybe she's not feeling desperate for a man, but, yeah, I mean, I get it.
Now, do you think, she said bring an eligible bachelor, but do you think that the men, the people that brought these men, told everybody? I mean, at the party in MJ's apartment, you could tell that everybody knew. But do you think that before these guys came, they're just like, hey, it's just my friend inviting me to a party. Not that you are now the eligible bachelor that has been requested upon the birthday girl.
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, hey, you want to go to this party? Because, yes, having a whole bunch of guys, like, thinking it's like, you know, some type of, like, blind date. Everybody's got to, like, you know, have, like, fights. Or it would have been fun if they did competitions.
Yeah, that would have been way better. That would have been so much more fun.
Like,
yeah.
Like, gladiator style.
Yeah. Why did they do that? They should have had contests. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say costumes. They should have had costumes.
That too. Whatever.
They should have, absolutely.
I love her, like, little wish list. She's like, can they just be 6'4 and really hairy?
Yeah, that's not too hard to find.
It's not unusual in the Persian culture, for sure. No,
it's not unusual at all. Hairy, not at all. Tall, maybe a little bit.
And Drizzy?
You mean Drake?
Well, he looked like Drake, so that's why they called him. But I'm pretty sure Drizzy, I'm sure, is not his birth name.
Well, I thought maybe Asa was like, oh, he looks like Drake. Maybe, like, throughout the evening, that, like, became his nickname. Is his name really Drizzy?
Well, no. I mean, it sounds like a word that Jay-Z uses. But, like, but I'm sure he just, like, goes by Drizzy. Anyway, he's 6'3" mm-hmm. and hairy. Mm-hmm. So it seems like that worked out for her.
Yep. Just an inch off. But, you know, that's not just, bad.
You know, hey.
Just a hey. We can't be... It can't be too much. You got to be able to compromise somewhere.
Right, yeah. You have to make concessions.
Yeah.
So she seems super into him. And Reza, and I thought it was really sweet that Reza and Asa were trying to hook her up. And then Sammy pushed it along to Sammy and his, I don't know.
Sammy was back again this episode.
Yeah.
And this is something I have to say to what you just said earlier. How would you feel if you were at a party, like, single girl at a party, and two people were like, hey, come here. And I'm talking about Asa and Reza. They're like, hey, what's going on? Like, we like you. We've been digging you. They're like, we've all been talking.
That happens to me all the time. What are you talking about?
Really? But it was just so random. It was just like, hey, come here. Yeah, we like you. And then of course, they bring over MJ, which I like that they gave MJ a little push, because she would never push herself in that department.
Right. But Reza's like, we're feeling you, and, like, she's feeling you. Don't mess it up. No pressure.
Because we're watching you.
We're watching you. Yeah. No pressure.
Now go walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
So, but they really liked him, but I felt like he was a total creeper.
Well, did you feel, and that was actually something I was just about to ask you, did you feel like there was any chemistry between them?
Yeah, and it's called Patron.
No, but like any chemistry, like when they were on the beach, that it was really awkward, that whole scene with them on the beach. And she looked lovely. MJ looked absolutely lovely.
She did. Ravishing.
She did. And she has this, she does this really thing where she has this very like demure, like sweet little innocent like look, that girl. It's very, very adorable. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like there was no chemistry in between them at all. And I felt like he was trying too hard. He was on like first date behavior. He's like, well, I'm just going to be here until you're ready.
He goes, girl, I'll stay here till you send me away. How about that? That's called like a restraining order. Yeah. And
that's like, called a dog. You get a dog to be obedient like that.
Yeah. Any guy that's trying that hard on a not date is so creepy and has such clinger emotional issues and is not a man, and
or is just completely the opposite, but is just trying so hard and they're not used to behaving that way, that they don't know what they're doing. But he recently moved back to LA, correct?
Yeah, for his music career. So he's just trying to get FaceTime.
Is it for his music career? I said that when I was joking. I didn't know if that was the case.
Well, because Mike later said on the bus, he was like, I wouldn't let you sing to my sister, something, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't let you sing to my sister, but I'd let you. Because we joked that he was in the music industry and that he was just looking for some FaceTime on a reality show to kind of get his name in the biz.
But I feel like we got that from somewhere. I don't know. We'll have to rewatch this, but let us know on iTunes, guys.
Let us know what we're talking it's about here, folks.
It's our first day. So there was, thankfully, no drama.
There wasn't any drama.
However,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I feel like Omid tried to start some, where he's like, seriously, why isn't Gigi here? Guys, I just want to say,
I didn't think that he would try to start any drama. I had written here, it was so crazy. I had written here that I thought, number one, it was adorable that Omid stood up for Gigi. I don't think that he was trying to start drama at all. Because his voice inflections, he was like, I just want to say, I think what he was doing is he was sad that she wasn't there because they're dating / maybe engaged now, not really, who knows. But his girlfriend was there, and I'm sure that he wanted to share it. It wasn't there, and he wanted to share it with her. So he's like, you know, you guys just give her a chance, because they completely shut it down, and he didn't argue with it because they got loud about it, and they're like, you haven't known her as long, like all of this. They stood, and then he just kept quiet. But what he did was he just defended her, and he thought that she was a little bit misunderstood, and they don't agree. I thought it was really chivalrous, and Omid, he just won points in my book.
Well, here's what I have to say to that.
Oh, dear.
I feel like it was not a surprise to him that Gigi wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm sure she told him about it beforehand, especially if they're dating. And
especially since they seem to communicate about that because they had the lunch, too.
Right.
Go on.
If my boyfriend went to a party that I wasn't invited to, like my best friend's party, like we're in a fight, you know? So it would not be okay with me. And like chivalrous or not to be like, oh, why isn't my girlfriend or dating buddy here, whatever? Like,
you think that it was,
forget it. Like, you shouldn't be there in the first place if you're on my side.
You think that it was a, what's the word I'm looking for? A betrayal on his part to have shown up at the party.
If his loyalties are with Gigi, then yes, he barely knows these people. He just met them at a couple parties ago.
Well, what if this is my question? What if he didn't know? Like, what if, because you don't know when MJ called Gigi. She could have called her the day before. And you don't, so there could be a possibility that he didn't know.
I'm guessing that as soon as Gigi got off the phone with MJ, Omid was a call within the hour or a text.
Yeah. If maybe she passed out from drinking so much wine.
Possibility. But
I'm just saying, I respect that. However, I'm not on the fight. Like, I wouldn't be fighting with my boyfriend because he's, like, just personally, just because if you know other people there, you want to go have a good time, that's, you know, whatever. I would still be mad at the person that didn't invite me. But I don't think that that should, you know, change anything with what my significant other was going to do. They should definitely offer. to stay. But then I'd be like, no, go ahead and go.
If it's mutual friends,
uh-huh.
That's one thing.
Okay.
But these are Gigi's friends. And Omid just met them at a party a couple weeks ago.
A couple episodes ago.
a couple episodes ago. Yeah. I don't care if it was a few months ago. I don't care like what the taping timeline is. Like these are Gigi's friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You do have a point there. I will agree with you on that point there. I just thought it was nice that he defended her. Maybe he went with the intention of, I'm going to go. I'm going to get them to like you again. I'm going to tell you.
He went for the free booze in FaceTime.
Maybe he went to be the hero. You don't know Omid.
Yeah. Him and Mike being the heroes.
Oh, my gosh. Mike was the hero all over the place again.
Wait, I felt like Mike was starting drama, too. This is another time. See, here's the thing. I was going to say this about Omid as well, that this is MJ's party. Everybody's getting along. Like, why bring up something controversial? Why do that?
And Mike, in the middle of it, at the bus.
Well, that's what Mike did, too. I'm saying Omid did that also, like, in the middle of the party. But Mike did the same thing. Everybody's having a good time. Why be like, guys, it really upsets me that you're fighting. They're not fighting right now. Like,
Reza don't bring it up.
Yeah. Like,
shut up.
Yeah. Reza showed up. Everybody's having a good time. They already, like, you know, because MJ said, thank you for coming. He said, thank you so much for having me. Everything's fine. Stop. Like, why would you do that? Like, let's rehash the past. Like,
the horse is dead. Stop beating it.
Honestly, like, it got tense for a minute.
Uh-huh. And Reza even said, he's like, we're burying it for tonight because he didn't want it. Like, you could tell he was like, alert, mayday, mayday. He was like, we're burying it for tonight. And she's like, okay.
And that's when MJ made that snide comment about Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike's like, but guys,
I think that what happened is he was just having a few and he wanted to be the diplomat. He wanted to smooth everything over and being like, guys, you know, come. It's going to be OK, guys. And they were like, everything is fine. You weren't, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's why you can't.
And it's also not his job.
Right.
Either.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. Like, good call. Good call. But that's the thing, like, about booze is you can't. You know, you can't, like, take a few shots and be like, all right, let's have real talk. Like,
this is not the time. There's been something I've been wanting to get off my chest.
Yeah, and now that we're on a party bus, this is the time and place. You know?
So gaudy. They call it Saudi Arabian.
It's so Persian.
It is so Persian that it's Saudi.
Yeah.
By the way, great. I wouldn't mind if that was, like, a Mack truck of a limo party bus with multiple poles and lights and everything. If I had to be stuck in traffic, I wouldn't mind if it was on that bus.
Sure.
I'm just saying, that's just a personal side note of mine. So this is the second time we've seen Sammy this season. Do you think that he's just going to be recurring and again and again and again?
I guess. I mean, I guess I can't stop him from showing up if he's invited to parties. Like, pretty sure we kicked you off this show, but all right.
You're not getting paid. But he's like, here I am.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's how it happened, where they're having a fight with somebody. He's like, I don't need the money. I don't even want to do it. They're like, all right. You don't have to be on this show then.
See ya.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, let's just wrap this up with MJ and Reza had, like, their sit down. Mm-hmm. And they talked it out and, you know, came to terms. They're best friends and they're not throwing away 25 years of friendship.
Nor should they.
Right. I totally agree.
You know, right before we go, Drake said something really interesting and it was like Drizzy. I'm sorry. Did I get that wrong?
Yeah. I thought it was Jersey for the longest time. But anyway.
He was just talking about, he was talking, to MJ. MJ seemed really, really closed off when that, like, regardless of who was standing in front of her, she seemed really, really closed off. She has this thing, and he mentioned that she should have more faith in people. She's like, oh, have you ever been really hurt? You know, and I don't necessarily quite believe that. There is a part of me deep down inside that thinks that MJ might be a lesbian.
Okay.
And I do. Just the way that she responds, like, Reza is a safe man because he's gay and he's not sexually threatening to her in any way. But I just feel like the way that she responds to men, I don't think that it's totally off. I wouldn't be shocked.
But he put his wiener inside of her. He's kind of sexually threatening.
I know.
Twice.
But I think I don't know. I think that there's a part of me that thinks that she might need to maybe explore that area to, you know, but she's got to sort through a lot of things, and maybe that's it. Maybe she's just not willing to be emotional or, you know, towards men because I don't know.
I feel like this is such a guy thing to say right now.
What?
Like, I don't know. Like, she seems closed off. Maybe she's a lesbian. maybe it's that time of the month, you know, like, what are you saying right now?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying she just doesn't seem into men at all. Like, I haven't seen her, like, date a guy on the show. I haven't seen her. And I haven't seen her look at anybody. It's funny. I haven't seen her look at anybody the way that she looks. Reza is the only other man that I've seen her look at like that.
So maybe she's in love with Reza.
And so maybe she's just not attracted to men. And, yes, I agree that she's in love with Reza. I think that she has been for a long time. And I think that that's why they bicker the way that they do, and why she'll treat any new friend of his as a mistress and even refer to her as such.
And a philandering husband.
Yeah. He's a philandering husband, you know.
Time will tell.
Yeah, maybe they'll end up getting married and having kids. Like, what if MJ wants to have kids eventually, you know? I'm sure she would rather ask Reza to donate his sperm and have one of Reza's kids than another man. I'm saying, maybe I should just put it into predictions. I'm saying not now, not in a year, but maybe in like 5 years, I think MJ might be a lesbian.
You better hope for a lot of season renewals to see that pan out.
Well, maybe they won't show it on the show.
Oh, news and gossip? But
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we don't have that much news and gossip today. I have two things that, you know, that Mike was offered a full... Playgirl wants Mike to pose for them, and they want to put his pictures in Playgirl, which I would look at, frankly, so I think that he should do it.
Centerfold.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marissa.
What's the word I'm looking for, you know?
We caught a little glimpse this evening with his tushy.
Yes.
And it was nice.
It was not bad. Maybe it was foreshadowing of the fact that he's going to...
It was.
That he's going to pose for Playgirl.
Well, from what I read, he seemed open to the idea, but there isn't any confirmation one way or the other. Is that accurate?
That is true. Plus, I try to get a number on like what they would be willing to pay him, because maybe he's just waiting. Like, he's a businessman, and you know, commercial real estate's not doing that well.
Right.
So maybe he's just waiting. He's like, what am I worth? And then have you heard Reza posted this thing? It's almost like a video blog on Bravo. Talking about how horrified he was about last episode. If you guys watched last episode, he was at the club with all of the what do they call them?
The tweets.
Yeah. They both start with T. And he talks about how he's horrified. And I'm actually going to quote this verbatim. And he goes, "What was I doing? Answering the door in a towel. I look like MJ in a bikini. I was horrified. Not with an H, but with a W-H-O-R-D. She's like, and then my old ass going to a club, fist pumping, licking armpits, making out with anybody that would make out with me. I need therapy. Actually, I have a therapist. I need to fire my therapist because the shit's clearly not working. Shaws of Sunset is over. I'm moving to Portland in the witness relocation Persians are never going to talk to me again program.
Very nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. And then he goes on to talk about how... You know how MJ was calling her cousin, who wasn't really her cousin?
Yeah.
He said he was going to the party thinking that was her cousin. He goes, look what I'm from. Your cousins are your cousins and your friends are your friends. I have no cousin friends in my life.
Yeah, that's true. I heard that Reza was like blaming editing, that he was like experiencing editing that he's not used to.
Yeah. Which it was really interesting that you said that, because when I saw this, number one, I thought it was hilarious. He also talks about how MJ's dress looks like they tried to stuff a 10-pound sausage into a 5-pound casing. And he goes on, it was funny stuff. But what I thought was interesting is that he almost like did a public apology on how ridiculous he feels, which makes you sympathize with him as a character and as a person, which normally what would happen is people would just blame editing and then have at it and then be like, well, it's editing's fault, you know, and almost like just absolve themselves from all responsibility of the actions that they took. But even though editing had something to do with it, the fact that he did this, almost like, look, I was an idiot. I'm horrified at myself. I feel like an asshole. You know, now let's move on. Because everybody has those moments.
Right.
And that's all I have for news and gossip right now.
Predictions? Ooh. Okay, I have one.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? I want to go first. Do you want to go first?
Go ahead. Okay, well, Mike mentioned that he has some connections. He's well-connected in Mexico.
I can't believe I didn't mention. I have it written down here. Yeah.
Okay, this screams drug cartel to me. I mean, even if he plays it off as real estate or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, like, the real estate business is not booming in Mexico. And especially whenever, like, Mike was, you know, he's been hurting for a while. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that the biggest business done in Mexico
is drugs.
Is drug running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's well connected in Mexico. I'm pretty sure it's to drugs. That's just my prediction.
Yeah.
He seemed, like, when I looked at him, I'm like, oh, you totally look like a cocaine lord. That's what you look like.
Well,
totally. That makes so much sense.
This is why he's so motivated this season.
Yeah. he's all hopped up on life.
So I would think that, and even if for some reason that, like, if real estate in Mexico was booming, like, in Mexico, like, the peso to the dollar ratio.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the profit, like, what he would be making here versus what he'd be making in Mexico, even if he sold houses a day, it would be, like, peanuts, I say.
Yeah, I'm like a millionaire in Mexico.
That's why I would
think
that.
I'm like a thousandaire in Mexico, but.
Well, that's why I think that maybe the Mexican market would be booming, because if people, like, would just buy houses in Mexico. Just because they're like, the houses are here too. I'm going to buy a huge ranch in Mexico because I can buy 10 of them, and I can. Is that your only prediction?
That's my only prediction. Although I just realized, like, we're like the least informed people on, like, the real estate market in Mexico. So anything we're saying, I mean, we're idiots. Yes. We're complete morons on this. Like,
all speculation.
Yeah. Anyway, he just looks like a cocaine mafia dealer.
He looks like a cokehead. Say it. He looks like a cokehead.
And acts. I like those dark circles under his eyes.
I don't think
Mike is on drugs, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I would completely agree with you. The only thing is, I would say that he isn't, just because he's so worried about his body. Mm-hmm. So infatuated with, like, his body. It took 34 years to build this and this and this. I have a couple predictions.
Go.
I predict, and this goes against my thought that the MJ is – that might be a lesbian.
Okay.
But I wrote this prediction down first before I thought that. So I'm going to say it anyway. I predict that Sammy and MJ are going to get together. And what I think is interesting – I know. What I think is interesting, though, is I think that this might have been a prediction of mine. I'm going to have to go back and look in season one. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a prediction of mine, and I have to look, but he seems to be popping up more, and I know that he's a good friend. I have this feeling that Sammy is secretly in love with MJ, and I think that if he can offer her, you know, as a good friend, and she's very, very not trustworthy, I think that there could be a possibility of them eventually getting together.
I don't know. He did get her raped.
Yeah.
But go on.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I said that I hadn't seen her with any men. She did almost get raped at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that he's not a good friend.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
She needed a raping.
Don't we all?
And then I also predict that Ali will not be on this season or any other seasons, which leads me to believe that they only break up, that him and Lily break up. And I don't know if Lily's going to come back season 3 either. I don't know how I feel about
She's
her.
She's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know if person. I approve her returning on season 3 yet.
Cool, we'll talk to Ryan about that.
There are other websites, though, that are referring to her as the Persian Cher, and I'd like to think that I started that.
You probably did. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter.
Great.
Dua Casey, DuaKaissi, at Twitter. Or you can find me on Facebook, too.
Great. You can find Yermon, who's not here with us tonight, at Yermonger, Yermangur. And you can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, KoppelForMayor. And we will see you next week.
Yes.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.